Hi, I'm George Hager, and you're listening to Punchlines, where we pick a theme and put together the best late-night jokes. Today's theme, a delicate dance between Clinton, Sanders, and Trump. Saturday Night Live's Kate McKinnon is Hillary Clinton, and comedian Larry David is Bernie Sanders in a scene where the two rivals start in a bar and wind up dancing through the show's audience and out into the hall where, since you won't exactly see this, Hillary finally pushes Bernie into an elevator to get rid of him. All that plus Jimmy Fallon and Stephen Colbert in today's Punchline.
Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump are starting to really go at it. They're going nuts. Yeah. This week, Hillary criticized Donald Trump's behavior, saying that when you run for president, the rest of the world is watching. While the rest of the world was like, yeah, and we're loving this. This is unbelievable. You can't write this.
I mean, no, I haven't. I keep losing states. But mathematically, I've done it to math. All right. I think I'm going to head home. Don't you work too late now.
Oh, I won't, Mrs. Clinton. I'm actually closing up the bar right now. So everybody's got to go. That means you too, sir.
No freaking way. I'm not going anywhere. I can stay here as long as I want.
Senator Sanders, I'm sorry, but the night is over.
No, it's not over. It's not over till I say it's over.
Oh, hello, Bernie. I didn't see you sitting behind me. So far behind me, you can never catch up.
Christie is also now heading up Trump's transition team, and last night, Trump showed just how much he appreciates Christie's help.
When Carrier and Ford and Nabisco leaving Chicago with their big plant, they're moving to Mexico. I'm not eating Oreos anymore. You know that. But neither is Chris. You're not eating Oreos anymore.
Wow. Damn. It has got to hurt to be called fat by fitness model Donald Trump.
Oh, Bernie. It's always so just fine to see you. I love your suit, by the way. Looks old.
And I love your suit. Looks like you were just elected to the Galactic Council.
But this election keeps changing. In fact, one of Trump's supporters just said Trump may not actually build a real wall. He said it might be just a metaphor for tighter immigration laws. Of course, Trump said he doesn't waste time with metaphors, then reminded everyone that his hands are very, very big.
Excuse me, bartender. Do you mind if I just have one more drink with my old, very old, kind of dangerously old friend, Bernie?
Sure, Mrs. Clinton. What can I get for you two?
I'll have a beer. A new brand that people are flocking to. Something refreshing and revolutionary. Something that draws huge crowds.
And I'll have whatever beer no one likes but gets the job done.
Well, at a rally with Chris Christie in New Jersey yesterday, Donald Trump said, quote, if you can make it in New Jersey, you can do just about anything you want in life. And Trump looked at Christie and said, well, except be president.
Well, it's hard to watch that and just stand here and do nothing. So I want to take a second to talk to Chris Christie, who I'm sure right now is at home in an Oreo sleeve shame spiral. Chris, look. I know you made a commitment to support Trump, but don't let him treat you like this. You're beautiful the way you are. No one should fat shame you. Especially at a New Jersey fundraiser. Okay? I believe their state bird is the sausage. But guess what I'm saying is, Chris Christie, you can do better. And God, I would give anything to mean that.
Oh my gosh, and remember all those states like Wyoming,
oh, where
you beat me by a lot, but then I still got most of the delegates?
Oh my God, that was so stupid, it's rigged.
I know, it's so rigged.
Oh my God. To Debbie Wasserman Schultz.
To Debbie. Woo! You know, we are mortal enemies, but I really admire you. So what do you say? Will you dance with me?
If I could dance with you, I don't do that. If I could dance.
I'll give you 3 super delegates.
Yeah, let's dance. Right. Yeah. And I'll leave.
Never.
And to watch Punchlines online, visit opinion.usatoday.com. While you're there, vote for your favorite joke from today's show.